Welcome to Safety Culture Excellence. This week's topic, challenging the goal of safety. My name is Sean Galloway, and I'm proud to be your host. Hello, everyone. Recording this while in Bastrop, Texas. For this week, I'd like to share an article that I wrote for a new magazine called QHSE Focus Magazine. It's an interesting magazine that is now available exclusively on the iPad. So you can find the magazine by going through iTunes. If you'd like to find this article, of course, you can easily access it at proactsafety.com and click on the Insights tab. There you'll find links to all of our articles, videos, and a lot of other things that we put out there for your use. So without further delay, here we go. Challenging the Goal of Safety by Sean M. Galloway. I recently returned from delivering the introductory keynote speech at the very first ever International Safety Conference in the country of Azerbaijan, and I'm feeling confident the global views of safety are evolving. Following established governmental environmental health and safety regulations, and even safety requirements of customers, are now being viewed as the minimal necessary rather than final destination. A healthy new debate is emerging. What is the goal in safety? Many organizations set their goal as a reduction amount, such as 20% improvement year over year. Others express their goal as ensuring employees leave their jobs at the end of their workday injury-free or zero incidents. More and more businesses are recognizing the employee is more often exposed to risk outside of their workplace and have evolved the goal to the employees also returning to work injury-free. But if we achieve a day, a month, or a year injury-free, have we truly reached our goal? Moreover, were we safe or just luckier this year? Should you perform an online search for, quote, the goal of safety, end quote, at the time of this writing, 760,000 responses will be presented with many differing views. In one article, a safety consultant writes, having zero incidents is the ultimate goal of safety. I strongly disagree. Incidents are failures in the established ESH management systems. It is doubtful that the systems were created to expect defects. When an incident occurs, someone had found a flaw in the system. Is the ultimate goal truly to only have no failures? This thinking is equivalent to sending a team out on the field on game day with a singular directive to not make a mistake. Furthermore, as long as they do not make an error, they will reach the ultimate goal. Aside from the demotivated culture you create, work hard to fail less, this goal actually encourages risk-taking. If no injuries equal safe or safety excellence, it is logical for the workforce to develop a dangerous perception rationalized as anything that I do that doesn't result in an injury must be safe or what the company wants. This everything must be fine because we have no failures thinking is just as dangerous as a self-determining your state of health simply by not having any recognizable diseases. Is the ultimate goal of safety the absence of incidents or injuries? No. Similarly, health is not the absence of visible disease. Simple and wise, author Mary Rubin once wrote, when the meaning is unclear, there is no meaning. In establishing or improving existing transformative goals, it is vital that the leader begins their path not by looking for the next improvement opportunity, but instead with the clarity in what safety, at risk, and safety excellence mean. Without clarity, efforts will be disjointed, misaligned, minimally supported, and potentially demotivating. To assist in creating this clarity, answer independently and then with input from others the following questions. Number one, what does safe mean? Number two, how would you define safety? Number three, what is acceptable and necessary risk? Number four, what is unacceptable and necessary risk? Number five, what would you see and hear if zero incidents was achieved? Number six, what is safety excellence? Safety must be defined and measured by what we collectively do to reduce risk exposure and by what you want rather than only by outcomes or undesirables. Organizations that believe they have achieved excellence in safety performance and culture because they haven't experienced failures are often the same ones surprised by major catastrophe or even series of unfortunate events. We should not allow ourselves to narrowly define safety excellence by what we know as excellent practices, measurements, and cultures of today. For what is perceived as great in safety now will later be looked at in similar appalling manner as how we look at practices of just 20 years ago. I have personally dedicated my life to a single yet recognizably complex mission, to continuously challenge and evolve the global thinking around safety excellence. I am fortunate that the passion for my work has attracted many of the best in safety in every major industry. With every engagement, even my own thinking expands and prompts me to question what I believe about safety excellence when I woke in the morning. When we believe we know all there is to know about any subject, we not only do an injustice to ourselves, but also to those we impact with the goals we establish and the language we use to achieve them. Until next time, remember, in safety, prevention trumps reaction. For more information on safety culture excellence, or if you have a topic to suggest, please email us at podcast@proactsafety.com.